turn me off.
Hello. Okay, hello, hello, hello. We're 15 minutes past the time that we were supposed to be reconvened, so we're going to reconvene with who's ever here, Maria. And I hear I picked on Maria. Okay, good. That's good. Margie reports that there was a lot of business going on, illegally, no doubt. Anyway, okay. So where are we? Let me look. Yeah, so we're actually at the CAB report, and as we noted earlier, there is no hello, gentlemen, especially you, John, who doesn't belong at the table. But who's having a conversation here?
Maria.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, so I've just lost my place in my head.
Cabrera.
Okay, we were Carol's not here, and nobody's here from the CAB, so we really don't have a CAB report. As Sharon noted at the beginning of the meeting, there is a CAB meeting. I think on the 11th, 16th, next Saturday, There's quite a bit on the agenda that I saw. I actually asked Carol if she would be willing to let us have an official place on the agenda, and I don't know if it was reserved for us or not. I think kind of not, but we have some information from Sharon.
I think Carol thought there was going to be a discussion today about that. So she is open to that, but I think she wants to know what we want to say. So maybe we should just take 5 minutes and talk about that. Yeah.
I have a suggestion, because I happen to know something that not all of you know, which is that a number of us talked about using the PNB report for a substantive discussion of a lot of issues about Pacifica here today. And so I would like to take a discussion of the CAB report to after that discussion, so that it's in the context of that discussion that we might decide if we want to make a report to the CAB or not. Is that okay with people?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, to make things efficient, that takes us to the PNB report, I believe. And what I'd like to do is, since we think we have to adjourn and so on for the bylaws, I'd like to get the bylaws done, because we have to do that, I think, this meeting, whatever we're going to do. Did anybody bring bylaws? I thought Janet was going to bring them.
One copy.
Okay. Maybe the secretary. I'm saying that we are now adjourning as the KPFA, LSB, even though I think it's not necessary, but we are not adjourning. We are recessing, and we are, so we are recessed. And now I'm calling to order the Delegates Assembly of KPFA to have a discussion on the bylaws. And they will be read one at a time, and then we'll talk about them by our the secretary from the LSB, who happens to be in the room.
Do we record this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here.
Oh, what is information?
Oh.
Yes.
Grab that mic.
Get a mic. Oh, and bring me my
the stand.
The head of
the stand.
The stand.
The stand.
The stand.
Okay, with regard to bylaws amendments, what is the role of the KPFA LSB? Do we make recommendations to the PNB regarding the bylaw amendment? Is it like the sense of the LSB that they should be adopted, or?
No, the bylaws have to be passed by X number of stations in order in addition to the PNB in order to be put into effect. So this is not a recommendation. This is a meaningful vote. Okay. Craig.
Okay, well, I'll... Am I on? Yep, I am on. Okay. I guess I'll do my best to extract the relevant changes here. There are three proposed bylaws amendments. I'll start with the first one. It's titled Bylaws Amendment to Correct Inconsistent Text Regarding Affiliates Election Date. I notice that... Oops. Let's see. Among the PNB directors who are proposing this include Janet Coburn and Margie Wilkinson, so maybe at some point if you can elucidate the, you know, reason for this, that would be helpful. So anyway, this has to do with Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 8, filling vacancies on the board. And let's see if I can find them. Okay, so this has to do with affiliates' seats on the Pacifica National Board, and I'll read the sentence that's being changed. The sentence is, if a director's seat previously held by an affiliate representative or at-large director becomes vacant for any reason, that seat shall be filled for the remainder of that term by the majority vote of the board from the most recent list of nominees it had received for affiliate representative or at-large directors, as applicable, or if none, then nominations shall be declared open and the seat shall be filled the following. Now, here's the change. They're changing from March, that the seat shall be filled from the following March, that's deleted, and replaced with December for a new one-year term. So it's basically just changing the date of the month that duration becomes effective.
Before we get into a discussion, does anybody have a problem with just agreeing with this? Let me tell you this. We have a 3:10 deadline that we must be out. I was just told.
3:10?
Yes, 3:10 by Ramses, and we have a lot to discuss, and that's why I'm trying to move things at this point. But if you want to say something about this quickly, Margie, please.
It's just that new board members are elected in December, seated in January, and no one knows why the March was put in there in the first place. And what it does is it creates a gap between the time that there is a 3-month gap between the time when affiliate directors are seated and the rest of the board is seated. So we just closed the gap, that's all.
All right. So, sorry.
I move that we adopt this change.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded, and I'm unmuting Kate and Mark, and all those who are present.
It has to be a roll call.
Oh, it has to be a roll.
Sorry.
It has to be a roll call vote because it's a delegate assembly, da-da-da.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to whip through this as efficiently as possible. Adams?
Yes.
Adams, yes. Alderson? Alderson, yes. Campisi?
Yes.
Campisi, yes. Edwards-Tiekert, not here. Fest?
Abstain.
Fest, abstain. Fuentes, not here. Futrin, not here. Goen? Goen, are you online?
Yes, I am.
And what's your vote?
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry, I got confused.
I'll abstain. How's that?
I'll abstain for now.
Okay. Goen, well... Okay, I'll mark that as an abstention. Hernandez?
Yes.
Hernandez, yes. Jacobs?
Abstain.
Jacobs passes. We'll come back to you. Coburn, not here. David Lynch?
Aye.
David Lynch, yes. Oops, wrong person. Tim Lynch, not here. Moore? Moore, yes. Morgan, not here. Olson, not here. Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs, yes. Sterling?
Yes.
Sterling, yes. Town Nichols, not here. Thompson, not here. Travis?
Yeah.
Travis, yes. Whipperman?
Yes.
Whipperman, yes. White, not here. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson, yes. And Withers is not voting. And I believe we need an absolute majority of... we have Town Nichols. Town Nichols, your vote is yes. Okay. So. Yes. So I believe we need 13 in order to approve this. We have 12. So Sabrina, okay. So Jacobs is yes. So that is approved. Thank you. And zero no's and two abstentions.
Let's go on to the next one. Let's go on to the next round.
Okay, so the next amendment proposed is regarding the record date. For people who aren't familiar with the terminology, the record date is one of the dates that starts the clock in the election process. So it says here the rationale, and I'll just point out Janet Coburn and Margie Wilkinson also sponsored this. So the rationale is this amendment returns the bylaw section to the original text, which was subsequently to allow for discretion by the national election supervisor. That discretion, although reasonable considering the circumstances, nevertheless created much confusion with many listener members who were eligible at the start of the election period, but were not once the record date was changed to accommodate other timeline constraints. Okay, and maybe Margie can explain that in English. So the change is this. This is Article 3, Members of the Foundation, Section 10, Record Date. Okay, so the record date for purposes of determining the members entitled to receive notice of any meeting, entitled to vote by written ballot, or entitled to exercise any other lawful membership action shall be 45 days before the date of the special meeting, 45 to 60 days before the date on which the first written ballot is distributed or made available to the members, based on the reasonable discretion of the National Election Supervisor, or 45 days before taking of any other action as applicable. So what this change is proposing is to delete that parenthesis, based on the reasonable discretion of the National Election Supervisor. Right, so it would be 45 to 60 days before the ballot's distributed, or 45 days before the taking of any other action, and no discretion involved in this at all. So that's the actual change proposed. And Margie, do you want to elaborate on that at all?
Just what it said in 2012 and in 2015, the elections were postponed. And so people who had been eligible at the point at which elections were announced found themselves no longer eligible. So it's just making it related to the date of the election rather than leaving it up to the National Election Supervisor's discretion.
That doesn't seem to me to answer what you just said at all. In fact, what it does is it makes for a problem. Because if people were eligible and then aren't eligible and you have these fixed dates, then they're no longer eligible. But I think it's better as it is. Sharon.
I agree 100% with that analysis because you take out the discretion. So what you just said, Margie, was somebody that had qualified, at the start, then the election was pushed back, they no longer qualify. Well, the reasonable discretion of the NES could be to allow them to vote. But if you eliminate the reasonable discretion, they cannot vote, period.
Bill.
Fine. I'm wrong. I'm happy.
Well, no. Oh, be quiet.
That's what we say to you, Bill.
So that hurt, Carol. What it's doing is actually creating flexibility so that whenever the election is, then within, if you're a member of record within 60 to 45 days of the election, you can participate in it.
Right.
So if for some reason the election is delayed, then the time frame in which you have to be a member of record follows the new date of the election. So that's what I understand.
We're going to have a debate of the lawyers.
Yes.
The duel of the lawyers.
It's okay.
Sharon.
You're right, and that's the problem because you see, okay, let's just take last year. Okay, the election was originally scheduled for, let's say, August 15th, as I recall. Okay, so if you were of record on June 30th, you know, or within the period, okay, you qualified. But when the election date got moved back to October, a person that had originally been qualified to vote when the ballots would have been mailed in August was no longer qualified to vote.
Why?
Because 45 days of the date the ballots are, what does it say? Yeah.
Oh, well,
thank you.
Well, the thing, what I don't get then is this. What I understood from this amendment, it relates to your right as a member. So if you pay your $25 or do your 3 hours of volunteer work, you're a member for a whole year. So the only time that this might affect someone is if the date got extended.
No, because you're a member from 1 year from your date of joining. It's not the calendar year.
Right, but then you're expected to rejoin. So if you don't pay your $25, the election gets extended. It crosses over to the next year. So you were eligible in year one. You're no longer eligible in year two because you don't pay. Tough noogies.
Okay, you know? So then there's a difference of opinion on what people think is the right thing.
Yeah.
But Margie's explanation was wrong on keeping, people within the family. And Bill's position is, I won't
tough
say
cookies.
It, I'll say tough cookies.
So
that's a difference of opinion that should inform your vote. Scribe.
I just don't like being described as wrong. That's all.
So do I understand the issue then is
if
you qualify when it's first announced and for whatever reason things get put back and your 12-month membership has lapsed, it's your responsibility to then have to rejoin with this new date to make sure you can do it. And
yes, and I don't think it's just
issue,
to vote.
Right?
Yeah, that's the issue. And I think it's not just to vote. It's also probably your eligibility to run.
Yes.
Right.
All those things.
Both. All
yes,
that,
exactly. Right. Could actually disqualify. And I mean, my point is that I think you're absolutely right. But my point is that and people should renew. But just let me finish. But the point is that sometimes people may be missed by a few months and then they would be disqualified. So leave it up to the NES supervisor's opinion. Discretion.
Margie.
Okay. Never mind.
Right on. Now, Scruggs, the non-lawyer.
Okay. So I would argue in favor of the position being advocated by the lawyer on the other table. Because so that if someone falls between the cracks and they can say, look, I was qualified and I didn't realize my 12-month was up, I shouldn't be, you know, I'll turn in my $25 the next week, but can I still get on now? And then the NES would have the option to do it, you know.
Okay.
I think we should leave the door open for bribery.
Okay. So I think that we understand the issue, and I think I'm going to call for the vote.
Yeah.
Well, has somebody made a motion?
The motion is to approve.
Oh, no,
Well, that's fine. Okay, next.
No vote. Okay, that's what this
so,
is about. No vote.
Okay, so no motion,
no motion
to approve or disapprove.
Just leave it out.
Well, well, you have to
the record has to
happened.
Show that we, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Don't tell my question.
I agree.
Okay. Okay.
Exactly.
So that means there's still discussion allowed?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, the next one.
Okay. Okay, so moving on to number three. Okay, so this has to do with director's inspections. It's titled Bylaws Amendment Defining Designated Agent for Director's Inspections. And I'll note again that Janet Coburn and Margie Wilkinson are co-sponsors with several other board members on this. The rationale, the existing text does not define the eligibility of the designated agent. Article 12, Section 4 defines the inspection rights of members and is more limited than that of directors. It stands to reason that the designated agent should be more clearly defined. This amendment specifies other current directors and LSB members. That's kind of an opaque description, but here...
Are you just giving
words?
People are not all...
Well, I did spread it out around.
He doesn't have enough copies, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Okay, so here, this is the language that's at issue. Article 12, Corporate Records, Report and Seal, Section 3, Director's Inspection Rights. That's the full section. Every director...
310 is our deadline.
Yeah. Every director, and by director we're talking about members of the PNB board, every director or his or her designated agent shall have the absolute right at any reasonable time to inspect and copy all of the foundation's books, records, and documents of every kind, and to inspect the physical properties of the foundation. Now, proposed text.
The new text is
That's the old. That's the existing text. Yeah, and so the new text would insert a qualification that would say. Every director or his or her designated agent, this is new, who must be a current director or LSB member shall have the absolute right. So it's inserting that qualification, who must be a current director or LSB member, into the language.
Okay, so my name is on this, but I reject it. I withdraw my name because I have been convinced by discussion online that we can't limit who people can assign as their agent. That's my position.
William Quigley is a guy I anyway.
Well,
Campisi.
I, you know,
attorney,
Margie,
attorney Campisi.
You don't know that. Nobody in this room, and nobody, unless they're an employment attorney, knows who, whether or not we can define the word agent as we want. I would make the argument that it may be possible to do that. But you, someone who reads case law, who deals with this issue professionally, is the sort of person that you'd go to get the advice. You know, so I mean, and the whole idea that we would, I'm against this provision being in the bylaws the way that it is anyway. Because actually, just to repeat a statute in our bylaws as if that statute, in its bare language, really adequately defines the situation is completely wrong. Statutes, just because you can read a statute does not mean you know what the law is.
I got it.
Okay. So I don't think we should vote in favor of this just because what we really need to do is to hire an employment attorney to write the right bylaw and to write the right personnel policies regarding directors' rights to inspect personnel files.
Okay, so is this a – wait a minute. We've got 1 hour now, and we've got a substantive agenda in front of us. Is there anybody who wants to make a motion to accept this? Is this even on the floor as a motion?
No.
Okay. This – we have done the business of the Delegates Assembly. The Delegates Assembly is adjourned. The recess is now whatever you call it.
We're back in session.
We're back in session. and I'm turning over the chairing responsibilities to our vice chair, the fabulous, the marvelous, the handsome, Ramses. And this is so I can talk incessantly in the session itself.
There you go. All right. So wait.
Yeah, that's what
we
want
to know. Back in session in what section again?
PNB report.
Okay. So who is doing the PNB report? Margie.
Okay, so Janet mailed out this morning a PNB report, which is mostly fine with me. I don't have any substantive disagreements.
I haven't read it.
Okay, so you all read that, and that'll be your PNB report, except that I want to point, she did report on some of the things that happened at the PNB meeting, which took place night before last. And I just want to highlight those. The National Election Supervisor gave a report about the status of the nominating situation at various stations, and the local election supervisors are checking whether or not the people who signed the nominating petitions for people are all qualified, and she hopes by the end of this week, end of next week, that the election website will reflect everything that's okay. A week from yesterday. Friday, is that the 15th? Friday the 15th? Okay. That's her goal. She may be able to do it sooner, but her goal is to do it by the 15th. Around the Radio Pacific Archives, that was just we had a motion around Pacifica Radio Archives, which was just a business thing because Brian DeShazer has resigned. He needs to be replaced on the checking account, and so there's an interim director who will take over signing. We had a very interesting and kind of more substantive discussion than we often have in the PNB around the question of election coverage. The national office is organizing election coverage. They're using Mitch Jezerich from KPFA, Margaret Prescott from KPFA, did I say that right? And I can't remember the other anchors, but there's an anchor from each of the stations, and they'll be doing live broadcasting 4 hours a day each of the days of the Democratic and Republican conventions, and they haven't yet worked out the details with the Green Party, but that will probably be broadcast as well. And what we passed was a motion that essentially required the stations to do this coverage. We'll see how that works out in real life. The main thing I want to say is that I feel the PNB does have a special meeting planned for this coming Thursday, the 14th, to talk about the dire financial situation. And one of the things I want to share with all of you today is the financial report that Sam Agarwal, our CFO, forwarded to the PNB. It was not marked as a confidential document. I see no reason that the LSB shouldn't see that. And it lays out kind of the immediate financial crisis that we're facing within the organization. And I think it's really important that people have that information. And I hope we can talk about, you know, what, if anything, we want to do about that. So that's my report.
Where is the report? Sam's report?
Right here.
Oh, okay.
I hesitated to hand it out when all the other documents were being handed out. All
right. Okay, I got Carol. One stack. Is it William?
Bill?
And then who else has their hand up? Gio? Okay. Carol?
I would like to suggest that as a result of the retreat that we examine in this.
Can I just say one thing? I don't think there are enough copies of the
report. I don't think there's enough copies of the reports for everybody to have one. So I want to ask people to share. Share with your neighbor, okay?
And John doesn't get one. Okay. Okay, so as a result of the things that we learned together in the retreat, it strikes me that it would be useful for us to have a discussion of some of the subject matters that flow from that. And the ones that occur to me are the Pacifica governance structure, so the bylaws, our relationship to Pacifica, that is, you know, that the fact that they hold our license and that we're financially bound to the other stations through Pacifica, the archives, and the both the condition of them, the cost of them, the importance of the preservation of them, and so forth. And those are at least three topics, and maybe the second one, the relationship to Pacifica, or maybe, even the governance structure could be broken out by other people into smaller topics. But I think it would be useful to begin to share our ideas about these things in a place where it's proper for us to deliberate and to think about our potential choices of our deliberation impact. One was the one we discussed earlier about possibly a discussion at the CAB about what we think and so on, so that we're spreading information and knowledge to our community base, our listener base. Another is possibly a resolution to the PNB asking X or Y, or to other LSBs asking X or Y, or manifestos that we could put on the, tack to the door. But in any case, that we think about activities and possibilities of expressing ourselves if we come to positions on things, on these questions, and that we not necessarily conclude that business today, but that we begin thinking as a LSB about them. So what I had said was archives, relationship to Pacifica, and governance structure.
Thank you. Bill, and then Joy.
Well, to sort of put in perspective, Carol, I guess what you're talking about, we had the retreat and we had information about how the organization is failing economically. And what we haven't figured out how to do as a board is what to do about that, or what can we do about that. And I would like us to maybe set up. I would like us maybe to set up some kind of either some committees or task forces to address a couple of the issues in a way in which we as a board can then make recommendations and try to move the organization forward in a positive direction. So let's just take, for example, two things. Take the many people feel that the structure of governance of Pacifica is not adequate to the network, to having a national network. So we should have a task force or committee that looks at that issue and comes up with some proposals about it. And and then the other issue I think that we should deal with, and this goes directly to the financing and the finances, is we ought to come up with an idea for how to deal with the fact that the transmitter lease for WBAI is a $50,000 to $60,000 per month nut, that although the lessor is not asking for the money right now, it's every month it's made due and payable, and that that expense can bring the organization crashing down. If that lessor were to ask to be paid, would probably drive the organization into bankruptcy. So something needs to be done about that. And I just think after our retreat, and we're kind of trying to work together, we as a board ought to find a way to make proposals and to act on them to try to solve these problems. Because if someone doesn't take more responsibility for trying to solve these problems, the organization is probably going to collapse at some point. And so that would be my idea.
All right, Joy?
So I'm confused. Chairman. I don't know why this is not on the agenda, and I thought you were proposing something for next meeting. We're taking up time, and I really wanted to get to the motions that I put. And we only have until 3:10, so where is this on the agenda?
I'm speaking about it because it's a discussion of Pacifica and the Pacifica National Board in the context of the Pacifica National Board and its its inability to act on issues that are impacting it. So I'm seeing it as a discussion of Pacifica and the Pacifica National Board.
I'm only asking, that's not what's here. It says Pacifica National Board report and bylaws amendment. So if there was something added, I think we should have added it to the agenda, or if we could move on so we can get to this other issues that we have scheduled and save this discussion for the next meeting. This is like I'd like to suggest.
Well, he's sharing.
Well, I understood that this is part of the PNB report section, so that's so it's making comments. I mean, you can move. You can.
I did. I make a movement that we move on.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. So we're in motion then to move from the agenda. Sharon, you were the next one on. Are you?
Well, I think we have to vote on the motion now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have to vote on the motion.
To table.
Or end the conversation and move on the agenda, basically. So, right, any discussion on that motion?
Why should we continue talking about this? Go.
What? No,
let's
that,
just
right.
Right. Vote. Let's vote.
So, with no discussion, all those in favor?
No, do a roll call. Well, I don't care.
Do a roll call.
I don't care.
It's just going to take more
no
time.
No roll call. All those in favor of moving on?
Aye.
Say aye.
Okay,
yeah, we're seeing hands, so might as well do hands now.
So,
are you voting? Put your hands up.
Wait, there's 1, 2, 3.
You're going to vote with me to move on?
No.
Six,
why?
Six, yeah.
I'll tell you later.
All those opposed?
Opposed.
One on the phone. Can we hear Kate in case she wants to vote?
Mark says no.
Okay. We got you, Mark.
Kate says no.
Okay, so that's six no.
So abstention. So we stay. We stay on this portion of the agenda. All right,
can
who I had next
just
was...
Just a question, procedural question. Can we set a time limit on this item?
Yes.
How long do you think it would take to do... I want to get your stuff.
I don't know, but I'd like to give us the maximum amount of time, and it's not... What we're talking now is not on the agenda, is what I'm saying.
Maybe what we could do is we could move your...
So, lift the mic, please. Yeah, go ahead, Bill. I'll let you jump up.
Okay, I'll make this motion, that we move to your item right now, and deal with your item, and then we can come back to this discussion if there's time. How about that?
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that just negates the vote we just held.
It's
a
new motion.
You can't do that.
Oh, new motion. Yeah, we lost the last motion.
Okay. Well, let's vote. Let's vote on that motion.
I second that motion.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what's the new motion again?
The motion is to hold in abeyance this conversation that we're having right now about the PNB and move to Joy's matter.
Matters.
Yeah, but they're related.
All right. Any debate? Discussion? No? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Opposed?
No. Okay. I'm abstaining this time.
Abstentions? Okay, three. Okay.
On the agenda.
Right. So we're going to new business, item 12.
All right, thank you. So I'm just, hold on, I'm just looking for the actual wording because I thought Craig would print out since I did send it to him, but he wasn't able to. So I sent two motions and I'd like to speak to them. One is to recuse people who were involved in the creation of the shadow or parallel KPFA or whatever. If they were involved in it, that they would recuse themselves now in a vote to dissolve that particular entity. And so the first motion is to, I just want to say the revelation that there was an organization began by some of the members of this LSB.
Point of information.
Yeah.
If someone makes a motion,
you've got to talk.
No. I'll read it. I'm just give me a second. I'll find it first if that's what you're going to say.
Well, what I think is you have to bring a motion, have it seconded, and then we can argue it. I don't think you can argue the motion before.
Okay. I'll read it for you because we didn't get a copy. So the first motion to recuse, members of the KPFA LSB with a material conflict of interest be recused from participation in motions and voting on KPFA business and policy matters. And the reason why I'm bringing that motion is because I want to discuss the dissolution to dissolve the other KPFA, whatever they're calling it, foundation, 501c3, and I don't think that the people who were involved with it on this board should be given the right to vote. And the reason why I'm saying this, because I believe it was illegal for any faction of the LSB to meet and make decisions and to create this entity. I think it was divisive, it was not in the spirit of community, and it certainly was not inclusive. So I wasn't told about it, and several people weren't. So
all right. Now, procedurally, we didn't get a second.
I'm sorry.
I presume there's a second.
Frank,
so
gave
I
me
didn't
a second.
Interrupt you.
I'm sorry.
And so you just are you?
Frank sanctioned it.
Right. No. I presumed there would be a second. So and are you're motivating?
I'm
it,
motivating.
And are you finished?
One more minute. And then.
Okay.
So one of the main reasons why I personally chose to run for the board this time was because I was hoping that we could dissolve factions. I worked very hard in the beginning to be very neutral and vote on what I thought was the best measure, irrespective of the different factions. And we have two main ones. I'm sure there are others. But when this came out, the revelation of this came out, then it was clear that the Save KPFA side were set on making KPFA and doing KPFA business or making decisions about KPFA for KPFA, whatever, without the rest of the LSB. And I think that was an injustice and a miscarriage of justice to KPFA and the members that voted for them, and I think it was wrong. And I don't think we should let it go.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. I'm going to start, because this may be a long discussion or it may not. I don't know. I'm going to start.
Let's make it time certain.
I'm going to start timing.
Yes,
will somebody start timing? Sharon will time. Great.
How much?
3 minutes is what historically we've done.
Yeah,
and I think that first, for a point of personal privilege, the people who were associated with this should say something.
Sure.
And I think that in this room, that is Margie and that is me. Margie? It's on. It's not on.
Is it on now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was looking for the resolution that we passed the last time this came up. I printed it out this morning, but I can't seem to find it. But I think that Frank will remember that this came up in September of last year, and we had a big discussion. Brian introduced a motion, which he withdrew, and then he and Frank put together a motion which the board passed, which basically called on the national office to figure out, well, called on the PMB, I'm sorry, not the national office, to figure out a way to get Pacifica out of the financial catastrophe that was facing us, and also to look at whatever alternative forms of organization could exist that would be helpful. Let me just say about the KPFA Foundation. This happened in September of 2013. And what was going on in September of 2013 was that Summer Reese was the interim executive director. There were we were getting no financial reports. The organization was rife with rumors, and some of us were concerned that Pacifica was going to go belly up. And one of the things that we thought might be helpful would be to have an entity in place that could catch KPFA if the organization went through some sort of involuntary dissolution. And that what we did was we filed papers in Sacramento. It is not a 501c3. It is just a corporate name.
A shell.
Nothing else has been done. We reserved a name. That's all we did. And then what happened after that very quickly was, okay, thank you, 6 months, September, October, November. November of that year, Summer was selected by the PMB to be the executive director with certain provisions, and we started getting financial reports and things began to change. And I literally forgot about the KPFA Foundation. I'm sorry that people feel betrayed by this. It was just an effort to have something in place. And I personally have encouraged other stations to do the same thing. We can talk about what to do about it, but I don't.
Time.
Okay, thank you. I'm done.
All right, so I'm the second person, and I'll pick it up there. I'm a person who really pressed for this because I was terrified that things were going to blow apart and that the KPFA station would be lost, that it would be given to KQED or God knows what, or even media, whatever that organization is. And so I felt that it was important that something be done to have, because when you break apart the nonprofit, the legal protocol is to give the license or to give the material or the money to something with a similar mission. So I thought having an organization with a similar mission. We didn't even get to a mission. We don't have bylaws. It is not an organization. It does not exist as an organization. It exists as a name. It is not. It is a shell. It has no bank accounts, no assets, no nothing. And it is not secret. Whenever we were asked, we always said, yes, we did it. We set it up as a to be responsible, and actually argued with other stations and formally through the PNB that they should do something similar, because if this all breaks apart, we want public listener supported progressive radio stations in as many places as we can get. And I have something else, but it's eluding me. We did not formally announce to people that, oh, we're going to do this because we're blowing apart, because at that moment in time, there was this tremendous hostility. you know, we were being barred from the office. There were people, you know, keeping us out. There was it was headed that way, and then shortly after it blew up into that. And it was that anticipation of this tremendous hostility which showed itself in just a few months later. And why would we go to the people who were screaming at each other and say, oh, by the way, we're doing something to catch just in case the way this blows up, the way you're behaving blows this up, you know? And so it was, and we brought it here in September. And now that you've re-raised it, I think it's something that I'm more interested in thinking about again. And I don't know what I think about that. But I mean, when people are talking about attorney generals, national retreats, da da da, blah blah blah, I think one of the list items in that maybe should be the KPFA Foundation. And what are the potentials or good ideas for that? TM.
Say what?
This was on Joy. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I want to thank Joy for bringing this up, because this is something that I think can be, this can be kind of like clear the air. It would go a long way towards diffusing some of the factionalism and so on. It's always been a question, and I put the onus on myself for having thought for a long time. I should just send an email to Carol and Margie and say, can we get together? Because I just want to ask you guys, what is up with the KPFA Foundation? Okay. So let's assume, I mean, I am coming from a point of view that I'm just assuming best of intentions from everyone who was involved in this foundation. Fine. Now, it's still out there. It's a legal entity. It seems to me that we've got one of two things. Either it's going to be disbanded because it's not needed, or it's causing dissension or problems, or it's going to stay there. But if it's going to continue, even though it doesn't have a bank account and so on, it's still a legal registered 501c3, correct?
It's
it's not registered.
It's a name. It's a registered nonprofit.
Right, that's
nonprofit. Oh, okay. So you have to go through a process to get the 501c3.
You have to have offices.
This is
and stuff.
Name, yeah. Right. Address, and one officer.
All that kind of good stuff. Sorry. Is there any objection? Can I just ask this discussion to just dissolving it at this point?
That's you my
asking
next
me?
Motion.
My Whoever. Next motion is to dissolve.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm just going to completely brainstorm it. In the interest of overcoming factionalism, if there's a sense of the majority of the LSB that it should continue as a catch basin, so to speak, then we should go put other people on it to make sure that it represents every faction that we can imagine on the board. Right? So that there's no kind of feeling like, well, that's just their people, and all these other actions they're doing is because they want to destroy KPFA so they can tap the catch basin, which I have heard some people's put that kind of thing out, so put me on it, put Sharon on it, you know, someone like that, so that, you know, there won't be any question that it's not just a factional creation.
30 seconds.
Okay, nice. Right. So, I'm done with your time.
So I got Bill, myself, and then Craig. I'm going to pass. Okay. I'll share. All right, I'll add you, Mark. And Carol again. Okay. So I'll share that this was a little this whole issue of finding out about the KPFA Foundation. I remember when we first came to the board a while ago, felt a little bit divisive and such. So in that sense, I hear you, Joy, about why, you know, we should be asking for it to be dissolved and so on. I think from hearing from Carol and Margie, that you know, it's like, I mean, it's hard for me because they're kind of saying like this was something for back then when there was all this turmoil and we weren't sure what was going to go down or where Pacific and KPFA were going to land. But now you're sharing with us that like, oh, now you're actually interested in continuing this now further, right? So it's kind of like, okay, we're still in that.
Exactly.
Look, on a technical approach, you know, we don't have power to dissolve it from this board, right? I mean, it can be symbolic, you know, motion that we feel that it should be dissolved, right? And I could agree with, like, as a board, making a resolution that it be dissolved, and, you know, something like that in the future should be approached as a whole board, as a whole, or something like something more open, you know, because I think the surprise factor is what really antagonized some folks, right, who are really connected to the station. But, you know, this isn't going to dissolve the station even if we pass it today, right? It will be a symbolic thing that we're saying, you know, we voted to say that it should be gone, right? So I'm just trying to find out what's going to move something more significant, you know, for us than the symbolicness of it, right? And I don't think personally that we're going to come to that conclusion in the next half hour or so, you know, at all, right? On this discussion, you know, I mean, I'd be perfectly comfortable if somebody, folks who started the foundation, told us they're going to come and report to us or give us another idea later or something, but we're not there, and I'd just rather not get too caught up in it today, because we don't actually have the power to do something about it. Right? I know that part of the motion is also to have them recuse themselves. Reminds me when I try to get Brian and I think someone else from staff recused from a decision on the union matter, right? And I think folks voted against it. This was like 3 years ago. So that issue is up in the air, right? Like, are there any issues to that, right? I mean, you know, there's so much intertwined here that to me, like, I'm uncomfortable trying to move forward with it just based on how things are right now.
Okay.
Right? I'm not ready to vote. No, I'm ready to abstain just because I'm not comfortable with how things are looking on it right now, but I'm willing to give it more time and better understanding and time in the future, you know, the board.
Did you add me to?
Barbara.
Me.
Carol.
Joy.
Joy. Margie, were you trying to
get
on the list?
No.
And Frank. Okay. on the issue of the motion itself for people to recuse, I don't know what it means by materially, you know, interested in this or whatever the phrase. The word was material. I don't know what that means. I don't think that the fact that somebody was involved with this KPFA Foundation disqualifies them from making this decision. So I don't think it's an appropriate motion to ask people to recuse. But I do want to say, I think the board really should think seriously about this KPFA Foundation, because, you know, if we do go into bankruptcy, I think from many discussions among ourselves, we understand that anything could happen. Bankruptcy judges could take assets and give them to Clear Channel, you know, and I think one of the motivations behind crafting or just reserving space, let's say, as a nonprofit with this KPFA Foundation was, as Margie said, to catch the assets of the radio if we go into bankruptcy and somebody could come forward and say, look, there is a foundation here that is devoted to furthering the, you know, purposes of KPFA radio. It would be much more appropriate to give, you know, in bankruptcy resolution, the assets to this foundation rather than Clear Channel or some other, or KQED or, you know, some other organization. So I think we as a board, given the dire crisis Pacific is in, should really think seriously about not dissolving this, but using it. And I would really like to make a motion, and I don't know if this is the appropriate time to do it, but I'm sorry. Well, no, the motion is about recusing, and that's this motion. I'll just tell you, my motion would be that this board take steps to take ownership of the KPFA Foundation so that it's ours, so if Pacifica does go belly up, we, KPFA, are in a position to, you know, catch our radio station and keep running with it rather than, you know, dissolving it. And then, I mean, then it's like, then we're really sunk if Pacifica goes down. So.
Barbara.
I'm sorry, I'm going to repeat a little bit of what Craig said, but I'm going to be much shorter. I was not in on the initial plans. My friends did not tell me, and I was not offended when I found out, but of course you could expect that. And however, what I regret is it has gotten blown up to the point where it's being called a 501c3, and it is not. It is a name only. It is only a name that has been reserved with the Secretary of State. And it has to pay, as Carol said, have a lot more things before it becomes anything. And I think it's an excellent name for us to have as an entity that we might develop, as Craig was saying, in order to keep hold of our radio station. I don't see another name. What name are you going to make up, you know? KPFA Foundation is pretty straightforward. And some of us are trying very hard, and I recognize Joy's plea for, you know, not being divided into factions. I would like us to start referring to our two groups as caucuses. That's a little more positive. We caucus together to have meetings and decide things we want to bring up, and that's logical because it's such a fucking big group. Ooh. I'm sorry.
Wow. Well, we got to edit that. Somebody got to edit
no,
that.
No, it doesn't matter.
What
it doesn't
we
count.
Do about the recording?
It doesn't count. I found that out.
Oh, good. I'm sorry. It was just totally, I just could not resist. I was trying very hard to be conservative about it. But I think one of the things, I'm really worried about the governance, as other people have talked about, because this is unwieldy. And we've all had some experiences within this big group of working in smaller groups and have said, this works a lot better, you know. So that kind of thing may be way off in the future. We have to work out how that would happen. But I'm in favor of, first of all, I agree with Ramses. This is too early to vote about this. We should all absorb this conversation we're having now and think about how to make a vote later. But keep in mind and stop spreading the story that this is a 501c3 and that people were trying to take something away.
Before you do that,
so Joy,
I thought I'm next.
You stuck. I see it.
Okay. Okay.
So
you have to be recognized to call the question.
So first of all, let me just take a second and say I've heard the explanation before about how this was started. I may consider taking out the first motion to recuse, but I want to please emphasize that to me, if the same creativity and energy and outside-the-box thinking went into saving the network, maybe we would not be in the position we are now. But the whole notion that it wasn't secret is not true. And second, I would like everyone to consider, I think, when you have a few people who go off and do something different, as LSB, because it wasn't like they were just listeners who popped up and did it. These were two LSB members. So you didn't include anyone else. To put me in the category of fighting with each other, I've never fought with anyone in here. So I wasn't invited into it, and a lot of people weren't. So I'm just saying that genesis of this was in suspicious, secretive, one faction happening, and that's still with us, number one. Number two, if anyone would listen and try to develop KPFA or Pacifica, get a development director, really work on development, my God, we might not even be in the position we are. But instead, we're going to go off and make our own thing. No, it's not a 501c3, but potentially it is. All you got to do is get some officers and a few paperwork, and it would be. So, and it's to say now that we should even consider owning it as a group, that is more inclusive for us to try to vote on it. But I still say it goes against the mission and our fiduciary responsibility to take care of Pacifica. Pacifica should be what we'd be focusing on, not KPFA. We want to make sure we save KPFA. KPFA is wonderful. I love it. You know, that's why I'm here. But still, I would like us to be committed to saving Pacifica, the network. That's what we should be doing. We ain't going to talk about that. Oh, we are going to talk about that.
When?
After this. You made the motion after this. So anyway, I would consider taking the first motion off the table and putting the motion to dissolve up.
All right. But I just keep the same list, would you please? Because it's really the same topic, even though it has a different frame to it. Start my time now. Okay. All right. First of all, I want to make a distinction between secret and not sharing with everybody. I mean, there's one thing. Okay. Can it stop my time while everybody laughs, please? Okay. There is something where you do something and you make sure that nobody finds out about it, and you move around, and then if you're asked, you lie about it. You keep it under wraps and so on. Every time we were asked by anybody, we said yes, absolutely, and said exactly what it was. And that is different from, you know, if I go get a sandwich, that's not a secret. And if I don't tell you, that doesn't mean it's a secret. It means I did something without sharing with you before I did it. Those are distinct things. That's one thing. Second, on thinking about it, I actually think it's probably not legal for Margie to be, you know, maybe, because we haven't looked at the law, a conflict of interest for Margie to be an officer and so on, although luckily it's not an organization, so it doesn't come to pass. It's just a shell of a registration. But I don't think, the way I started thinking about it now, since you re-raised it, and I've been thinking about the foundation now in the context of this big issue of what's going on with Pacifica, is that it's potentially something that could be useful in a time of crisis. I am absolutely committed to Pacifica. If we can save Pacifica, I'm for Pacifica. If we can't, I want to save KPFA as a plan B. And I don't see it being you, me, Sharon, Margie, Scruggs, Bill as a board. I see it being Danny Glover, Roxanne Dunbar-Ortiz, seven people who are, you know, not us, but something that has some heft and relationship to the community that has something else. And I see it potentially, and this is just my thinking in the last couple of days, I see it as possibly something when we're having a discussion about, can you give money to KPFA for a mold or for the digitization or for the something like that, that it could be a conduit for that. That it actually is something that's structured. But it doesn't exist now, and we haven't talked about all the things it could be. We could talk about that. We could think about it and have it in the mix of solutions. I'm against dissolving it.
All right. So left on the list.
Sorry, guys.
Hello. Whoa.
Okay. So everyone's all frustrated with the big discussion now, and it could have all been saved by having the big discussion then when the thing was created. It was left out, and we were not informed about it. It was a secret decision. You can explain it with your sandwich or whatever you want, but you did not tell the other people, and that's what was so frustrating to people. And another thing, this is like $1 million in license going to a board member's / legal counsel's address that was making questionable decisions in a lot of people's opinion about the direction of Pacifica and like what was happening at those times. The decisions that were being made by these particular board members seemed total contradiction to saving Pacifica in a lot of people's minds. And then in the background, they have this foundation created that they're going to catch
when it fails. And I think that's what was frustrating to a lot of people, is that people were making decisions that were going, in some people's minds, against saving Pacifica. And those were the same people that created this foundation. And with that license in jeopardy like that, and going to a board member's address and business, one person's board members, and without even asking the rest of the board, that was real scary to other people. And so a lot of this discussion is frustrating everybody. It should have happened at the time you created the thing, so we all could have known about it, and this wouldn't ever be happening now. So, you know, it is a bigger discussion. We need to do something about it. It should be dissolved, or it should have been created with everybody in mind, because when people make decisions that go counter to Saving Pacifica and they have this thing in the background that they have created, it worries people. And although you guys get frustrated that people are thinking like that, if you'd have shared your idea with the board at the time, this wouldn't even be a discussion. So that's all I want to say. I hope I saved time.
I have a point of personal privilege. I just want to point out that KPFA Foundation was registered in September of 2013. In March of 2014, I became the IED of Pacifica as a volunteer, and I held that position until October of 2015. No, September of 2015. I can't even remember now. And the point is that during that time, I worked as a volunteer, and I did everything I could to save Pacifica. I worked hard, and people know that. And if you look at my record, I don't know what you people are talking about. We could not have had that discussion about the KPFA Foundation in public. It could not have been held in public at the time. It would have become the only thing that people were talking about. It would have totally derailed everything else that we were trying to do. You know, we were trying to find stable leadership for KPFA. We were trying to stabilize the finances of the national organization. I personally negotiated with a bunch of creditors. I once added up the amount of money. I don't remember, $30,000 here, $60,000 there, and worked out payment plans with them that Pacifica could afford so that they wouldn't go to court and take over our assets, the assets of Pacifica. I'm like, please, let's not talk about this anymore. This is, like, absurd. I really like the idea of adding people, of looking at, you know, exploring, keeping the foundation, adding people so that we're all in the same place. But it's not. Anyway, that's it. I'm done.
No, it was seconded. Frank seconded. Yeah. So, all right. So hold on. We have a list of folks. Mark actually has been waiting to get on and share his comment.
Just to recuse.
Just to recuse.
No, I didn't. It wasn't seconded. You said you did. I said I was thinking about it, and I've just decided I will remove my motion to recuse, but I will not. But I want to make a motion for dissolvement.
Do we need Frank? Frank? Oh, it's been seconded. All right, Mark. On the phone, Mark.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on, Mark.
Okay. First of all, the motion to recuse is completely out of order. No, I'm just going on this point. The issue of conflicts of interest is covered under the bylaws. That's the purview of the board.
Would you tell them we've taken it on?
But with regard to the foundation, we have no legitimate right to make any motion to dissolve. We do not own the foundation. We don't have the business or right to affect anybody else's decisions. And such a motion is improper. But thirdly, any foundation set up for receivership of Pacifica would not be able to have any of the current members of Pacifica on it, because no bankruptcy court would pass anything over to the same people who fouled up the first organization. The other thing as well, as has been pointed out repeatedly, all they've done was a name was registered. There is no corporation. There are no bylaws. There is no 501c3. It's just a name. It's a placeholder. And all this fight over what is nothing more than a simple place name holder is out of the question ridiculous.
That's his 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mark. Oh, then I'm off the time. Sorry, Mark, are you finished?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So I have Anthony, Sharon, Craig, Bill, and Sabrina. All right. That's good, but we're going in order, so somebody else can move. Call the question.
So all this is, if what we've been told this afternoon is correct, all the KPFA Foundation is a piece of paper in a file in the Secretary of State's office. So the idea that it's a safety net to catch KPFA if a bankruptcy court or other authority breaks up Pacifica, that's not going to happen. You'd have to have a real functioning organization ready to run a radio station. So absent that, I say let's wipe the slate clean, get rid of it, start over if someone wants to have such a backup plan, but start again with full participation of the full LSB. This need not have been debated so much. It's a little kernel that's given rise to a lot of trouble because of the circumstances of its creation. But it is not a foundation, as I said. We've been told it's just reserving a name. Well, you could use any name in the future. You could call it the XYZ Foundation. But the point would be that KPFA Radio is the entity that you want to protect. So let's pass this motion and move on. And if someone wants to start a new foundation in the future, that's easily done. You can write a new filing fee with the Secretary of State's office and give it a name.
Do you want to give a point of information?
I want to say that it shows up as something that has existed, even though it's a shell, since 2013, since September 2013, which gives something a little more heft than something is today. In any case. And I think the point that Mark raised about, what can we do as a board that's a conflict of interest, anyway. Okay, never mind.
All right. So next is Sharon.
I'm starting my timer, just for people that are thinking that. Okay. I hear both sides. I understand a lot of frustration. Okay. But this is my thought. We were supposed to talk about something real, which is like the finances and how to like change things. And now we've spent time, basically the rest of the meeting, talking about something that's the past. And I honestly don't care about the KPFA Foundation because I just don't care. Maybe it will be a great thing. Maybe we will need it because if they can't pay the payroll in July and bankruptcy really happens, maybe we'll be happy that the KPFA Foundation is there. But whatever it started, maybe there was bad faith when it started. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying even assuming that was true. At this point, the facts on the ground are it could be a good thing and there's no point to dissolve it. And I'm really, really tired of the rehashing of this. I'm just like, it's just a waste of time. It doesn't do anything. Yeah, I get it. People are angry. Guess what? That's all over Pacifica, forwards and backwards. It's time for people to understand that this is, as somebody said to me, it's probably the most valuable resource that the left has, that the entire left has. It's probably the most valuable resource, and we fritter our time away here and watch it go down. I'm sorry. I'm tired of it. I just don't care. I want to talk about what we're going to do now with these numbers and how we're going to fix it. I'm tired of talking about the Ahoyant history, the Museum of Ancient Hertz. I'm tired of it. I call the question. Let's vote on whether to dissolve.
OK, Can you call the question after giving comment?
Don't worry.
Well, we have one last speaker, which is Craig. Do you call the question?
We can't vote on it. It's out of order. This is a point of procedure. It's an independent organization that this board has no claim over. So whether we vote to dissolve it or not, or to turn it purple or what, it doesn't matter. We have no jurisdiction over this. So it's moot.
I call the question.
Yeah, look, I'm just saying, like, there were no more speakers, so we're at the vote now. But Bill, call the question. makes no difference, but I hear you. All right, so
the motion,
as it was amended.
The motion to dissolve the California, to notify the California Secretary of State that the KPFA Foundation is to be dissolved, effective upon receipt of the notice. All assets held in the name of the KPFA Foundation are transferred to the Pacifica KPFA Radio National Office.
All right.
But listen to me, Craig. I agree with you. It's out of order, but we can still do it. If it's out of order to have it on, it's out of order to vote. It doesn't matter.
It happened already. So
it's just a statement of support.
It's a feel-good motion.
Yeah, that's a feel-good motion. That's what I like to do, feel good.
We're at the vote at this point. We're at the vote, folks. All those in favor? Opposed?
No.
No.
Two no's on the phone. Abstentions? Two. So it does not pass.
We're at 3:05. Right. Well, I think let's go with the discussion of preparing for next meeting where we have the substantive conversation and a committee bill.
Okay. So,
you need a mic.
That's right.
Two abstentions.
Getting away from the Museum of Ancient Hurts, looking forward, what can we do as a board? So what I would like to propose is we get two committees or two task forces that go to work between now and the next meeting. One works on how would we restructure the governance of Pacifica to make it work better. So we come up with concepts and maybe even proposed bylaws. So I'm willing to work with somebody on that, but I need help. I have got a trial coming up at the end of August. I have another trial coming up 2 months later, so I'm up to my eyeballs in work. I can't do this by myself, and I did nothing between the last meeting and this meeting. You know, so it's very hard for me, but I think we need to do that. The second thing I think we need to do is we need to see what would be the fix for WBAI that's much more complex, but nonetheless, what I mean by that, by the transmitter lease, what can be done? And people say, why is that our issue? It's our issue because it can bring the organization down. So if WBAI can't figure it out, if the national, the PNB can't figure it out, then we should be trying to figure it out. It's draining our resources. Northern California is paying that goddamn lease. And so,
okay, let's get the people to do it because we've got 2 minutes
left. Committees.
And I'd like to add a third committee, archives, a proposal on archives. And Sharon will work on the archives. So Margie, Barbara, and Sharon are on archives. Bill on governance. I'll go on governance. And what was the other one, Bill?
Well, the WBAI.
Why don't we have a discussion here in public on WBAI in the next board meeting under the PNB report, because that it's the Pacifica umbrella justifies the report. Okay? Are we now adjourned? We're adjourned. And we put those off. Thank you very much. I think it was a very productive meeting. Even though it may not feel like it, I think it was. I think it was very, very productive. And bye, guys on the line. And we should help clean up the room. Is that correct?
You can hit, were the chairs and tables like this when folks...